With a look at your local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Cayman Islands women's under-20 national team kicks off this week in the CONCACAF Women's U20 qualifiers, aiming to secure a spot in the prestigious CONCACAF U20 Women's Championship. This tournament is the gateway to the 2026 FIFA U20 Women's World Cup in Poland. Drawn into Group F, Cayman will face tough competition from Costa Rica, Guatemala, and Aruba from February 20th through the 24th at the Ato Bolden Stadium in Trinidad and Tobago. The team's group schedule will see Cayman take on Guatemala this Thursday. That's tomorrow at 6 p.m. On Saturday, February 22nd at 3 p.m., Cayman will take on Costa Rica. And Cayman will go up against Aruba on Monday, February 24th at 3 p.m. Cayman midfielder Samira Milano says it's a big thing for them and it's a difficult group as well.
The group is a big mix of U17s and U20s, but a lot of us did play together when we went to Portugal for the women's national team, so we did get that overseas experience as well, which is going to be really helpful. I think just staying as a group and making sure that we're all always communicating and working together on the field. It's a big thing for us and it's a difficult group as well. We're playing Costa Rica, Guatemala and Aruba. I think we're going to go and we're going to put our best foot forward and we're going to try really hard to get a good outcome from it.
Head coach Michael Johnson says that some of the younger players are already approaching upwards of 20 international appearances.
Oh, well, again, it just gives us another opportunity, you know, for the young ladies to, you know, gain more experience, more international exposure, and, you know, play the game that they love.
After the round-robin play, the first-place team from each group will advance to the 2025 CONCACAF U20 Women's Championship, joining the top-ranked nations, the United States and Mexico. From there, four teams will qualify for the 2026 FIFA U20 Women's World Cup. This year marks the 13th edition of the tournament, with a rich history dating back to the inaugural event in Trinidad and Tobago in 2002. Since then, North American teams have dominated, capturing all the titles. And Cayman Athletics athletes are set to compete at the prestigious Gibson Relays in Jamaica this weekend. The Cayman Islands Athletics Association proudly announces that a team of 16 talented young athletes will represent the Cayman Islands at the Gibson Relays. The event is scheduled for February 22nd in Kingston, Jamaica. This highly competitive event serves as a crucial development milestone, offering athletes the opportunity to compete against some of the region's best talents while gaining valuable international experience. The Cayman Islands delegation will participate in various relay events, showcasing their speed, endurance, and teamwork while gaining invaluable exposure to high-performance competition. The team's head coach is Kenrick Williams.
What specific preparations have been made to ensure the athletes are ready to compete for this tournament?
Well, with the 16 that are going, the preparation is underway. We started 2 weeks ago. I have identified at least 20, and from the 20, I chose the 16 best. And we have been doing handoff and working on acceleration through the zone, getting them prepared to meet the other foreign competitors and also Jamaican competitors. And they are in high spirit and they are training very hard. Today is a rest day, so we only do light baton exchange with them.
Awesome. How does the CIAA coach support the athletes both on and off the track in terms of training, mental health, and overall well-being?
Well, it's a mandate from the CIAA to develop athletes. If you notice, last year, we went to Baltimore with the under-20 boys. This year, we are taking them back to Jamaica to see if they, to evaluate and see if they have improved. Hopefully, they would have improved. They will improve because all four boys on the relay team already ran sub-11, which speaks volume for the program. However, as I said, the mandate of the CIAA is to develop our local talent. Those who don't have the opportunity to compete overseas and those who are on the verge of making the Carifta team or the World Junior team. This is a push start in that direction. And the kids are really enjoying the interest that the CIAA has put in them. And they are also gearing to see how we will stop against the other countries at the Carifta. So we're starting with the Carifta age kids, and then we take it to the higher level and below. But the middle is the Carifta kid to see where we are in terms of our development within the Caribbean.
Okay, my last question to you. You guys selected 16 very talented and young athletes to represent Cayman at one of the most prestigious track and field events in the Caribbean. Can you provide some insight into the selection for the team representing Cayman?
We have four young men who recently at one of our development meets, all four young men dipped under 11 seconds, like 1:11.78, 11:68, 10:91, 10:91, 10:68, 10:78. I mean, those are reasonable good time. And it reflects yesterday when we were doing our baton exchange. The team that we took to take to Baltimore, they surpassed the time, which was an excellent time. And that time could give them a bronze medal at the Character Games last year. So the program is working, and we are in the right direction under the auspices of the
Awesome, Coach.
Coach Kenrick Williams there. Also worthy of note, the Truman Bodden Classics will be held on Saturday, February 22nd at 9 a.m. at the Truman Bodden Stadium. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.